Well, our contractor, as we had said yesterday, was revisiting the ship today to try and complete the assessment to establish whether there was any diesel fuel remaining in the tanks and any other, I suppose, materials that might pose a threat to pollution. So we're happy to say that assessment is complete and they found that there isn't any diesel in the main fuel tanks. There's a small quantity of fuel in around the engine room, which we'll have to pump out of there, but that's not a huge task. And then we have the identified sealed drums of oil and other materials that were already identified yesterday on the ship.
So, Kevin, that's what's on the ship, but what now happens to it?
Well, we've engaged our contractor to develop a plan for removing that material off the ship to mitigate the risk of oil pollution. That's our primary concern, and we share that concern with the Coast Guard, who also have responsibility for oil pollution on the water. We continue to liaise on that, but we're organising the contractor at present, and they are developing a plan. It's possible that the most effective way to remove this material may be by helicopter, given the circumstances. We're looking at a couple of options, but at the moment that looks like the most likely prospect, and we'll need to get a weather window to do that. And in the meantime, our contractor will be busy gathering those materials together, bringing them all up to the top deck, because these barrels are distributed throughout the ship, and that's quite a task.
Now, a lot of people have been saying they want to visit the ship, which I suppose is understandable, but stay away is the message.
We repeat the message that people should certainly stay away from the ship. This is not a ship berthed at a dock. This is a dangerous and unstable structure on a rocky shoreline in a remote location. So stay away. If you want to see what the ship looks like, go on the internet. You'll see it on television. There's plenty of pictures of the ship out there that'll give you a better sense of what's there than trying to go down there and get a vantage point. And certainly it is not safe to approach the vessel.